Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
what you
gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the Lord.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You gonna do?
What 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 you gonna do? We know that you already have a place prepared already
in waiting, God. But we can't go anywhere, God, because we're waiting on you. So whenever you decide to crack those cows, one of these historical days, God, you said to continue in thy work, so we will continue, God, to come and go as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on tonight in my prayer petition to anoint these lips of clay on tonight, God. I want to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, again, may not know of you in the parts of their iniquity, God. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to each and every one of you that are hurting deep down in the epitome of your soul. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall say, amen. All right, I stepped away just momentarily. And I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. I've already lost about 37 minutes. But I will be with you for the remainder. And if anyone out there have any prayer petitions that they would want the old Ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you can call those numbers and I will give them out on the monitor. The call-in number is 646-230-74-877-598-8654. Those numbers again, 646-230-74-877-598-8654. We welcome your prayer petitions, and we welcome any testimonies that you might would like to share with the world. Something dynamic that God has done in your life. We're eager to hear from you. And so you can call in your prayer petition at the conclusion of this program. And we are now going to go on into a program that's already in progression, asking you to get out your notepads, your pens, your papers, and all your digital devices if you want to write down the scripture reading and go along as I present the scripture on tonight. You are welcome to do so. And I'm not going to preach hard tonight. I just want to kind of talk to you on tonight. I just kind of feel the need is in the air to just kind of talk with you and encourage you on tonight, because, you know, I know that we need encouragement. It's not a time that we don't need encouragement. We need encouragement every day of our lives, even if we have to encourage ourselves. Everyone needs encouragement. And so, our sermon on tonight entitled, Pressing On, Don't Quit. I'm going to say that one more time. Pressing on, don't quit. And I want you to know, pilgrims, warriors, that are out there treading this ground, winning souls for the kingdom of heaven, I want to give you some encouragement on tonight. Might seem like things are not going the way that you would like for them to go, but just know that Jesus Christ is walking right there beside you every step of the way. I want you to keep on going. I know it might be cloudy in your retrospect. It might be cloudy in your life, in your spiritual life, or even in your natural life. It might be cloudy. But I want you to know that behind every dark cloud, God has a silver lining. Things might not be going the way you would desire them to go, but just keep on going the way that Jesus is leading you to go, because he will not lead you wrong. And it might seem like not many souls is coming into the fold of God, but all we ought to do is tell the people about Jesus. That's all you and I is responsible to do. He said, tell them about me. For if we tell the people about Jesus, who he is, and that he's been here before and he's soon to return, and that he is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, and that he's given each and every one of us an itinerary. We have an itinerary to fulfill. And if we don't fill that itinerary, then when Jesus cracked those clouds one of these historical days, he said he's coming back for his bridegroom. So we have to continually to tell about Jesus. Tell who he is and what he's done in your life. See, we are living stones, and people can relate as we give a testimony. That's why it's so important for us to give a testimony of what God has done in our lives each and every day. God is working out a plan, working out a miracle in each and every one of our lives around the planet. God is working out a miracle on the operating table. In that head-on collision, God brought you out with just scrapes and scratches, but just live to tell the story. You've been given a bad report. The doctor says terminal. But God said you are healed. God said by my 39 stripes, you are healed. And I tell you, sometimes you got to grab a hold to your faith and get tough faith. Tell that demon, tell that devil that they can go back to the pit of hell in which they came. You, the cancer, might have you, but you don't have the cancer. Because your father that's sitting in heaven right now, he took 39 stripes for your healing. And you can claim your healing, it comes from your own mouth. Your healing is in your mouth. You can speak it. The word of God says you can speak life or you can speak a curse. So I know I don't have long, so I've got to kind of hurry along. But our first key scripture reads this. It says that it is good for me, hallelujah, to draw near to God. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 73 and 28. And I know that we're going through a tumultuous time in which the world that we live. But, you know, we might be living in a hard time. But we know that God said that we would go through trials and tribulations as long as our feet is planted on this ground, on this soil. But you know what God promised you and I? God promised that we would go through trials and tribulations, but he would deliver you and I, not from part of them, not from some of them, but he said he would deliver us through all of our trials. So you know when you go through one trial, then you'll go on and then you'll get to living life pretty good. Then after a while, there's another hurdle. But see, this is an ongoing thing. We don't never finish going through trials. See, this is an ongoing thing. We just go through that trial. You know, we get a little relief. And then after a while, we go through another. You know, it's just a tunnel. We just go through, but we come out. Go through, and we come out on the other side. Because we're coming up, and we're coming out with our hands up. I'm talking about in Jesus Christ. And so we're going to go now into our second key scripture. And it reads this. He who plants and he who waters are one. And each one will receive his own reward. You know, each one of us have a reward of the deeds that have been done in this body come judgment day. When we stand before the judgment seat of God, we have a reward, whether it's a good reward or a not so good reward. God said we will be judged. according to the deeds that has been done in our body. And sometimes we may get discouraged because of what we're going through. And because of what we're doing for the Lord, it seems like we're unsuccessful. And then we have the children that's in the Sunday school class. You teach them, they're restless and inattentive, they're moving around. You have your neighbors around in your neighborhood. We're trying to reach them with the gospel as politely, and they have their indifference. Then we have our own members of our family that are far from the Lord. We know that the world that we lift up to God in fervent intercession grows increasingly violent and anti-Christian. But we know that all of this adds up to deep soul disencouragement. But see, that's when we got to grab hold of our faith and grab hold of God, unchanging hand. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that was a clergyman who was murdered for his virulence, denunciation of violence and injustice. And he said that we plant the seed that one day will grow, and that the water seeds already planted, knowing that they hold future promises. And so we know that we might plant seeds that we cannot see the root of them just yet. But you just keep on. We got to keep on laying down the foundation. And that will need further development. We know we cannot do everything. Hallelujah. And there's a sense of liberation in realizing that. Hallelujah. This kind of attitude, though, helps you and I to do small things. We do small increments. Hallelujah, and to leave an opportunity for the Lord's grace to enter and do the rest. We do our part, and we allow God to do his part. That agrees with Apostle Paul. His encouragement is to be faithful in our task and to wait on God who gives the increase. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 1 Corinthians 3 and 6 through 7. And I'm encouraging you. Don't allow discouragement to cause you to quit. Hallelujah. In God's own time, yours and mine and our work will bear fruit. Go labor on. Spend and be spent. Thy joy to do thy Father's will. It is the way the master went. Should not the servant tread it still? And we know that you are success in God's kingdom if you are faithful where he has planted you. Just be faithful. God said if you be faithful. He didn't say be faithful over a whole lot of things. God just said be faithful, you know, over a multitude of things. But God said, you just be faithful over a few things. He said, that's a few things. He said, I'll make you rule over many. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. That is the word of the divine word of God. Hallelujah. And it says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Philippians 3 and 10. Hallelujah. And Paul's letter to the Philippians reveal a heart and a purpose that never diminished with time. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. That scripture reading is coming again out of Philippians 3 and 10. And from the root of Paul's relationship with Jesus came the fruit of his undiminished, hallelujah, favor. That others be guided to faith in him. He rejoiced to share the gospel and was encouraged that others became bolder because of him. And if our goal, my goal and your goal and our goal is merely service for the Lord, hallelujah, we may burn out somewhere along the line, but if our purpose, like Paul's, hallelujah, and many others, it is to know Christ and to love him, we'll find that he will give us the strength to make him known to others. So let us joyfully press on in the strength God gives. And that was our sermon on tonight, is pressing on. Don't quit. Keep on soldier. Keep on warrior. Keep on pilgrim. Keep going steward. Keep going stewardess. God's got your back. If God is for you, he's more than the world against you. So I would encourage you to keep on keeping on. Hallelujah, because it's going to pay off after a while. Payday is coming. Father God, I want you to know that you are all faithfulness, love. You complete that. And I believe that relationship with you is the basis for my service for you. Help me, Lord, not to serve out of my own strength. So, what we can learn from this on tonight is to learn from Christ. Then after learning from Christ, then make him known. Make him known unto the world. God told us to go in the world. He didn't say go into the world and preach your gospel. But he said go in the world and preach my gospel to every creature. He said he that is believeth is baptized. He that believeth not is damned. So if we go out and compel men and women, boys and girls, that we serve a God that can heal. We serve a God that can do anything with one exception. We have one exception in this equation about God. And that is, he can do any and everything, but it's one exception. Is that exception itself. There is no failing in God. We fall short. We fail. We fall along the wayside. God dusts us up and he picks us up and he started us back on our road again. But we got to keep on going no matter what. No matter what come our way, we got to keep going, church. Family, friends, kinship family, extended church family. We got to keep on going. We got to go to distant. Because we know that if we keep on going, we're going to see God's face. We're going to see God in all of his beauty. Hallelujah. We know that the psalmist kept things simple. There is none upon earth that I desire beside you. He said, there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 78 and 25. 73 and 25. Don't have my specs on. That's 73 and 25. And we know that all progress in the spiritual life is marked by our movement towards that conclusion. The conviction that only one thing is necessary, and that is God himself. Our progress in this spiritual life is progress toward knowing God and loving him and moving forward, the point at which we say with Israel, God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. We know that the perspective changes the way we look at everything. Suffering and adversity become the means by which we're made hungry and thirsty for God. We know that disappointments become the tool that weaves us away from the earthly occupation and moves us forward to a preoccupation with God alone. Even sin, we're repented of, becomes a mechanism to push us closer to him so that we can experience his love and his forgiveness. All things become useful when viewed as the means to the highest good. Drawing near to God, like unto Paul, we may say, I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Philippians 3:12. You might ask, Hosea 1, how do we press on? And I can say with a humble and grateful response to his love, but it all began with God. He seeks us so that we may seek him alone. Hallelujah. And I'm pressing on. Upward way. New heights I'm gaining. Hallelujah. Every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet, your feet, our feet, on higher ground. Hallelujah. I'm pressing on every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet, your feet, our feet, on higher ground. God loves us too much to let us stay as we are. I said, God, make me over. I want to be made over. Hallelujah. How many want to be made over? Unto God's likeness. We got to be like God in order to go to heaven. We got to be like God. God said we got to come as a little child. And if we don't come as a little child, we'll no way enter the kingdom of heaven. Those are not my words, but those are the words of God. And I want you to stay encouraged overnight. Press on. Don't quit, y'all. We can't quit. We can't give up. Because it's going to be all over in the morning. Hallelujah. Just keep on pressing on. There is a reward laid up for you, you and you. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal, Digital, Worldwide Ministry. Your station on tonight has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program on tonight has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Guerra, California, 95020. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you're encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to change the dynamics of this program at this time. We're going to now present unto you Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit, encourage your heart. God bless you, family all around the world. Bye for now.
You heard me trying to tell it.